Welcome to Assets and Aging, the live weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. Welcome to my website. Glad you're here. Got some really important stuff to talk about and not much time to do it. Remember, I'm not an attorney. Don't practice law. Don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license that allows me to prepare legal documents at your request and direction. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, and everything I talk about here is my opinion only and is not intended to be any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. If you want that, talk to somebody who knows what the hell they're talking about. Two articles this week I want to talk about. And if you get a chance, I want you to read them. If you get my newsletter, you already know about these two articles because my newsletter this week was all about these two articles. If you don't get my newsletter, scroll down and either sign up for my subscription, my premium subscription. I just did two more videos today for subscribers on our premium video list. If you're not one of them, you should be on our premium membership list. But there are two articles, and you have to take them in order. One is from the Wall Street Journal. What's the date? 5/28, and the other one is from Kaiser Health News, 5/28. These are both current, but I want you to read them in order. It's important that you read them in order. The first one is California's Medicaid or Medi-Cal for All. California is talking about adding anybody to the list to get Medi-Cal. There are currently 13 million people on Medi-Cal in California, one-third of the population. There's a bill in called, what is it? Where's the bill number? I'm looking for the bill. It's going to pass, and it's going to kill California. I can't find the bill number. But anyhow, there's a bill in the legislature right now that will expand Medi-Cal for everybody. For everybody. Anybody that wants it. Now, I want you to get past the politics of that, because I want to talk about what this is going to do for seniors, and it ain't good. Trust me, it's not good. I don't care what anybody tells you. It's not good for seniors, and I'm going to tell you why. It's going to break the budget. There's no way it can't break the budget. First of all, it's going to cost a minimum of $3.4 billion more than they're paying already. And you know they're lying when they say it's only going to be $3.4 billion. It'll be $5 billion. Medi-Cal spending in California is $100 billion. And the federal government picks up a lot of that, but under the new program, it's not going to. It's not going to. It's a budget breaker. Now, you got that part in mind. This is going to be a budget breaker. And it talks about emergency rooms are already swamped, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to go to another article that talks about that. So keep in mind, there's a bill in the California legislature, which I cannot find the bill. I think it's bill SB 29, but don't hold me to that. It could be different. Now I want to go to the other article from Kaiser Health News. As ER wait times grow, more patients leave against medical advice. This article says that the current wait in a California emergency room, once you hit the emergency room door and between the time you're admitted, is 5.5 hours. An hour and a half more than the national average. In Montana and in North Dakota, it's 100 minutes. In Texas, it's only 200 minutes. In California, it's 5.5 hours. That's up 57% since 2012. Now, this didn't just start today. Any of you that have been in an emergency room lately are not paying attention because it's awful. It's awful. Now, if the first article happens, which is we're going to give Medi-Cal to everybody in California who wants it, if legal, illegal, documented, undocumented, it won't matter. All that's going to do is cause more people to get their medical care from emergency rooms, which means so more and more people are going to be going to emergency rooms for the cold, for the flu, for whatever it is, a sprained ankle, have your wound stitched, or whatever it is, not for real medical emergencies. How is that going to impact seniors? Well, here's how. Follow the bouncing ball. The largest single budget item in the entire Medi-Cal budget, which is the largest budget in California, the Department of Healthcare Services is the largest agency in California, bigger than education. If seniors disproportionately make up a lot of that because they're higher cost than the average person because they're older, they have more illnesses, and longer, and it's more expensive. Where do you think services will get cut first? If California goes to block grants, which was discussed a couple years ago and is already starting to make a headwinds in the states, if California goes to block grants, who do you think is going to be impacted first? Take the politics out of it. Look at it practically. People who can vote or people who don't vote because they're sick, they're in nursing homes, they're demented, they're whatever. It doesn't take a genius to figure out where, when all of this goes south, when all this budget, we're going to go from a budget surplus to a budget deficit as sure as I'm sitting here. If you add another 5 million people to the Medi-Cal rolls, there is no way it's sustainable. There's not enough tax money possible, especially given the fact that the big tech companies pay no taxes in California. It is not sustainable, folks. So mark my words. I've been warning people about this for a long time. We now have a budget that's going to increase our proposal that will increase the number of people at Medi-Cal, which will obviously negatively affect seniors as they're the largest single cohort price-wise. And if you don't think this is going to impact the health care of seniors down the road, you're not paying attention. Thanks for joining me here. Make sure you look at the rest of my website. Check out my workshops. Check out my subscription, especially the premium subscription where you get all kinds of benefits. Check out my archived radio shows and my sign up for my newsletter. Do what you have to do, but stay current. Right here at Assets and Aging, California's single best resource on the issues of aging. If it's up to date, we have it here first. Thanks so much for joining me. Look forward to having you here again next week or on the radio or on my website or on my podcasts in the future or on my blogs or on my membership-only service. Thanks again for joining me. We'll see you here again next week. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivani, your host. Have a one terrific day. Thanks.